Enough of the I quit stories. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Fed up flight attendant Steven Slater has now started an internet epidemic of I quit stories. The best one, which may actually be just a hoax, involves a young woman named Jenny who took snapshots of herself holding up whiteboard messages about her boss, one of which revealed that he spends 19.7 hours a week playing Farmville. But let's get real here. This is all a dream. You can't quit your job. You're afraid to quit your job, no matter how miserable you are, because you know that if you quit, all it does is save your employer from making up some reason to fire you. Employers are loving this I quit stuff. They would love to see you storm out of the office in a huff. No. Today, there is only one way to get back at your employer. Keep working. Stay there. Don't give them any excuse to get rid of you. Did Steven Slater hurt JetBlue by quitting? Hardly. They'll have 8,000 applicants for his job. They'll just hire somebody cheaper. No. These days, you want to get back at your employer? Here's what you do. When they announce they're taking away the coffee machine to save money, you say, "I wish I'd thought of that." When they announce they're taking away the chairs and making everybody stand, "Right on, boss." When they take away the desks and shut off the lights and you have to work on the floor in the dark without a coffee machine, you say, "Put me in the basement. That way I can trap rats, too." Imagine entire companies full of compliant suck-ups. It'll drive management crazy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.